Man, it's very good to be here in Seattle. Thanks for having me, and thanks for coming down. I really do like it here a lot. So Seattle has one of my all-time favorite things that I've ever seen, ever, and it's at the Seattle airport. And what it is when you're coming out of the gate, there's a 9-panel painting, all right? And first of all, the airport, that's where you want to hang your art as an artist, you know? That's like the highest echelon of, that's where your work really gets the attention it deserves. People really understand the angst and the emotion that you're trying to get out there and express. You know, that's where they stop and give it. I can't imagine a better place to hang your art, you know, that would get more attention. Maybe if you put it inside a bum's asshole. Maybe people would hang out there a little bit longer than at the airport for your life's work. Anyway, so at the Seattle airport, 9-panel painting, a depiction of a magic act. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I saw that and was like, gee, you know, magic is, it's already boring when it's right there in front of you, you know? I mean, really, the most you ever get as a response is, yeah, that was my card. Can I go? No. But so they have a 9. It's crazy. It's like the first panel. There's you know, the guy. There's the magician, and there's his assistant in the casket. You know, and then the second panel, they open up the casket, and then the third panel, they start wheeling the casket around, so you can clearly see that there's no wires or mirrors involved with this trick. You know, and this isn't some bullshit trick. And then in the fourth panel, you know, the guy gets in, and then they close the lid, and then they turn it around, and you know, by now you're really emotionally invested in this. You wonder how it's going to turn out, and then you get down there, and then you get to the end, and they open it up, and he's not there, and it's like, how did they do that? Wait a second. All right, I know. Okay, he opens up and gets in. Now, all right, there are clearly no wires. He's not escaping. I don't see him leaving, and then he gets. Oh, he's not there. How did they? You know, and was the painter like sitting there by the time he got to the last panel going, fuck, man, I hope he's not there this time. Last 3 fucking times I painted this, he was still there. I have not learned how to paint this trick correctly.